ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. My name is Jim Case. I am your host, and I'm excited to be with you today again. I'm going to have another great topic. I'm excited to have Shelley Entine back with us, a master astrologer, as we talk about the transition from retrograde to direct, a new perspective. We're going to look at the changes that are happening, the changes that have happened, a little review of that. And I know in the notes of the show that I broadcast out, I put a link to the previous show where we talked specifically about the retrogrades. And today we're going to talk about those planets are going to be going direct this month, some of those planets and some of the influences that are coming around that and what we can be looking at, what we can be thinking about in terms of what we're experiencing and how we're experiencing it. So I'm excited to have that conversation. And before we begin today, I want to celebrate a little bit. And I'm going to do this little celebration right here with you all because it's a banner day. Today is the anniversary of my book release. Woohoo! So I'm just really excited about that. And to celebrate that, let's do a quick commercial and we'll come right back and talk about it. Be right back. That's right, guys. This very day, a year ago, I launched a book that I never even knew I was going to write. How exciting is that? And not only did it get written, but I'm thrilled by the success it's having. I'm thrilled by how many of you are reaching out and sharing the impact that you're having with this book. It impacts me. Even now when I do shows and I read through the chapters, And I share that stuff with you, it still has an impact because I think that's kind of how it seemed to come together, was that it was a book that was able to kind of reach in and help you to see within yourself the relationship you have with fear, and then to be able to see how really easy it is to change that relationship, but it requires your attention, it requires your focus, it requires you to attend to that relationship. So fearisachoicebook.com is where you can go. If you have not ordered your copy yet, you can go there for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, all the links to the book. You can check out some videos. You can also check out the reviews there. But most importantly, you can order directly from the website. Again, this book is about changing your relationship with fear. And what an amazing anniversary. And if I haven't said it yet, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you out there who have purchased the book. And those of you that have purchased and then left a review of the book tremendously helps get the book seen and get the book exposed to more and more people. So if you haven't had a chance to review, I would so appreciate you doing that. Head over to wherever you purchased the book and leave a review. Let people know your experience of this powerful work. And thank you again. Thank you for being part of this family, this group, this whatever all this is. I'm thrilled that you're here, and I'm excited to continue in moving in this and looking at, you know, the potentiality of another book coming down the line. Who knows? All kinds of good things coming up. But fearsofchoicebook.com is where you can go for more information about that. Thank you again for being part of it. And we will be right back right after this to bring Shelly into the mix. We'll be right back. All right, Shelly and Teen is here again. And let me just take a quick moment here to introduce you guys who've not had the pleasure of meeting Shelly. Shelly Entine is an ordained interfaith reverend and has been offering counseling with astrology and tarot for over 40 years. She combines evolutionary with traditional Western astrology to give you the clarity and validation that you seek. Shelly has also been a holistic health practitioner for over 30 years and also may include suggestions for Bach flower remedies and essential oils in her talks, online articles, podcasts, and readings. Shelly has been a popular speaker for the South Florida Astrological Association and the Asheville Friends of Astrology, and presented numerous talks and workshops on esoteric topics for Unity churches and spiritual centers in the Carolinas and Northern Georgia. She has published in the Mountain Astrologer, and articles on aromatherapy have appeared in Massage Today magazine, the Aromatherapy Journal, published by the NEHA, and online blogs. You can find her daily astrology forecasts and live videos on her Astral Essence Facebook page. We'll put that up in a little while when we talk to her. Her weekly astrology forecast podcast and other articles are found also at shellyentine.com. So check out the website for more information. And on that note, we're going to, oops, pushing buttons. Here we go. Sorry about my glare glasses. There we are. Shelly is in the house.
Here I am. Wow, I sound so busy.
You do. You have so much going on, and it's wonderful to see. Wonderful to see. Yeah. So here we are today, and we are coming back all kind of in a weirdly full circle moment for this interesting year that we've been living through. We've done a show in the interim, but we did a show at the beginning of the retrograde season. And we put that in the comments in the notes on the promotional stuff. So if you want to get a little background into what's been going on with the retrogrades so that this makes a little more sense, do that. But this will be a standalone as well, where you'll be able to, you know, step right into this, but it just gives you more context if you like that.
Yes.
And, how are you, Michelle? It's great to see you.
Well, I just want to say that we're very courageous. You should realize this also, because we are at the moment of standstill before the retrograde planet goes forward, or before it goes retrograde. It sort of literally stands still. So we've got three planets, sort of almost, Jupiter's almost ready to stand still. Mm-hmm. And we're in Mercury retrograde, and it's just getting rolling. And that's another thing about the Mercury retrograde, is that it's actually easier once it picks up its normal, you know, motion of movement, a planet that's retrograde. But when it's just sort of not moving, that's when we really struggle. So let's see how we do, Jim. We're trying to talk.
Oh, my goodness. This should be an interesting and wonderful conversation.
Yeah.
So we were talking about, so the season of retrograde really was all the outer planets, correct? But we only have three coming back now?
We have three big ones, though. Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter. So, yes.
So we used that time, I think we were talking before. When we went into this retrograde season, we were talking about the internalization of the external. And part of that was about understanding stimulating the authentic self. So it's seeing what's happening in the world as the perception that is generated from who we are, what we think, how we feel, what we believe, and reflected back to us are this externalization is saying, pay attention, go inside, get into this authentic self, find the truths of the things that are happening to you in your world. Mm-hmm. And now we are coming to the end of that phase in this particular collection of energies. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of, if I'm understanding correctly, and please don't hesitate to correct me, the emergence now that we've stimulated this authentic self and we've been kind of let's find our truth in here. We want that to come forward into the world now. Is that a good way to say that?
I think that's a really good way of saying it. It happens to coincide with the equinox, the Libra equinox, which is beginning of the last quarter solar phase. And that is when, and the sign of Libra, when we want the truth to be there. And so we are looking at the authentic self. And if we have spent time understanding what those planets have meant as we reviewed or internalized or reviewed the issues that they represent in our life, our particular chart has different emphasis because of the houses which they rule or where they're traveling. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same for everybody, but the issues may have, particularly with Pluto, there may have been tremendous transformation. With Saturn, we may have had tremendous lessons and maybe some obstacles to help us grow. And with Jupiter, we may have expanded rapidly, and now we're looking at that aspect too with the retrograde. So if we're willing to make that conscious for ourselves, you know, and say, yes, this is, I'm going to move forward differently now. I need to change something, and this is what it is.
You know? As you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if the element that, because I'm thinking in terms of what I'm seeing happening in the world, as well as what's happening on an individual
yes.
level.
And we see that too.
Yes. And the thing that strikes me is that the stimulator of this authentic self is the clarity about what is it you consider truth? What is it you consider, do you consider truth for what truth is, or do you fabricate truth? Do you make up truth? And then, and depending on where you fall on that spectrum is how much you're able to move forward in authenticity. Because there's a big gap now, it seems. There's how does that strike you?
I was pondering this morning how I've been seeing people talk about truth. What I've been seeing is like analogies. We know what an analogy is. Mm-hmm. This is like that. Being made between things that you cannot do it with.
Right. Yes. Is that mind blowing?
Yeah. And really they can't, the difference is not, you cannot see the difference.
Right.
Like how is this, you know, so we are in a place.
False equivalencies.
Division is huge. And that's one of the transformations that we have to recognize has occurred. Mm. And the thing is like, how do you bridge that with your authentic self without causing more difficulty?
Well, that's a good question. And I'm going to say something to that, and then we're going to take a break and we're going to take a moment to focus, because this is some juicy stuff we got going on here. And I want to make sure that we really generate some energy about that. And I lost the thought because I kept talking about something else.
Yeah, that
so
happens.
I'll come back. What was the last thing you were saying was about the divide. And what I would say about that is the reason that it's a struggle is because it seems like most are unwilling to acknowledge the divide that exists in themselves, and that the choices that they've made over the course of their lives have been choices that were not about authenticity. And how do you rectify 40 years of choices that were not about supporting your own growth and development, but were about supporting the illusion of what the government attempts to provide or think that it's providing or wants you to believe that it, and I'm not speaking specifically about government. This is right. about how much of your life have you spent in the delusion of entrainment. And now as you wake up to that entrainment, that's a beautiful thing, but it's a very challenging thing because it's tough not to judge ourselves for those choices. But again, you do what you can from where you are with what you have. The judgment is unnecessary. The change is what's necessary. And on that note, We'll come back to that. So chew on that, because I know you have some good things to say about that. And we're going to come back to that on the other side as soon as we go through our moment of focus. We'll be right back. Yay. Be right back with you, Shelley. All right, guys. This is exciting. All right. I'm excited where this conversation is going. Pardon my microphone peeking in there. Okay. Let's take a deep breath. In through the nose and out through the mouth. I love to do this moment of focus. This is, for me, where the rubber meets the road. This is me putting my money where my mouth is, or putting my energy where my mouth is. I don't know which one it is. But building that daily practice, connecting to your breath and connecting to your energy. Very important at this time, you know, as we're talking about the divides within ourselves. Let's take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And we're going to create some balance in this. And I love doing this because this, for me, is the whole expression of where two or more are gathered, that in reaching out, in us doing this and generating this energy together, we bring this conversation to a whole new level. We bring the focus of this conversation to impact as many people as possible who can hear it, who are ready to hear it, and who can integrate it, and that we can speak it in a way and we can share it in a way that's accessible. And in addition to that, we get the opportunity to breathe. We get the opportunity to connect to our own field and expand our own energy. So as you're inhaling through the nose and exhaling from the mouth, let your eyes close, settle into wherever you are at the moment. Of course, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. But as you're moving through the world, as you're sitting in your space, let that breath begin to calm you and focus you as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Focusing all of your awareness into the breath. So bringing your awareness now into the center of your chest, into the heart space. And as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, take your fingertips and gently touch the space on your breastbone. There's a little divot, a little soft spot, a little point there. Just gently touch into that as you inhale through the nose and exhale from the mouth, bringing all of that awareness right into the center of your heart. And now as you allow yourself to sink deeply into that space, with each successive breath going deeper into the heart, being more connected to that central point, that radiation point of the divine within you. And as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, I want you to become aware of your field, become aware of all that you are beyond this physical body. And all of you will experience that a little bit differently. Some will feel it, some will see it, some will kind of experience it. Some will have color, some will have texture. Let it be whatever it is for you. You inform you. Let that information flow through you. So as you are sitting in that space, reaching and feeling into your field, become aware of the enormity of who you are. You can't help as you look at the field of energy that you encompass that runs way far outside of your body, the magnificence of who you are. It's undeniable. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Feeling into that space. And now I want you to take, as you reach and feel out into that field, I want you to consciously call that energy into the center of your heart. Call that field in. Just bring it in. Feel the intensity build. Feel the tingling and the warmth that happens as you focus that energy right into your heart space. Feel it powerfully. Feel that moving through you. Feel it, how it affects the cells of your body. The buzzy, the tingling, feel that amazing feeling of you experiencing you. And let yourself explore the inside of your body. Let now, as you've pulled that energy in, let yourself explore the interiorness. Let it experience all of who you are, the systems, the incredible systems that are operating out of your conscious awareness. All of these systems operating in harmony. Just bring your awareness to that. And just for a moment, sit in appreciation as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Sitting in the center of your heart, feeling an intense appreciation for all that's happening within the confines of this physical vessel. But then even more, all that's happening outside the confines of this physical vessel. You are all of that. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. feeling all of that, letting that experience expand within you, letting that light expose the extraordinariness of who you are in that context. And now we're going to consciously focus into the breath, becoming aware that breath is life force. Breath is chi. It is prana. It is the vital energy that keeps this physical body on the planet. And it's all energy. It's all stimulating every atom and every cell of this being. And when we learn to manage breath, we learn to manage energy. And that isn't that the whole game? Learning how to manage this incredible thing that we are in the context of time and space, in the context of being physical. We have an enormous job of learning to be compassionate within this experience, because this vessel is what's carrying us through this incredible experience. So focusing into the breath will help us to learn how to manage energy more effectively. So as you inhale, you're going to inhale to a count of four, and you're going to fill completely with that beautiful energy and feel it as it stimulates every particle of your being. And then you're going to rest in that incredible experience and relax into the enormity of who you are. And then you're going to let it all go. You're going to exhale and surrender it all in the same moment, moving it all out of your body, purging every bit of it so that you make space for new. Because every moment is that. Every moment is that space of creation. Breath is creating life in every moment. You are in creation every moment of your life. When you breathe, you are creating in that moment. Be in that moment of your incredible energy and your incredible ability to create. We will continue, we'll carry on now into that breath process. Focusing deeply into the heart, feeling all of that energy as you inhale, two, three, four, feeling full, feeling amazing, relaxing the neck and shoulders, and then consciously choosing to surrender, two, three, four, five, six, beautiful, and now rest in the emptiness, rest in the not know, rest in the void. Consciously choosing to engage the lungs as we inhale. Two, three, four. Feel that anticipation and feel that fullness and richness. Feel it coursing through your entire being, and then choose to surrender it now. Exhaling. Two, three, four, five, six. Feeling that release. Feeling that emptiness. Relishing the void that exists in this moment, preparing in anticipation for the next moment as you inhale. Two, three, four, feel it full and rich and amazing, and then surrender it. Two, three, four, five, six, fantastic. Sit in that space of not know, that space of anticipation, that space of allowing. And now engage the lungs, carry on your own. Continue this breath process. Feel all of that air expanding you in 360 degrees. Let that chest open up. Let that heart open up. And then rest in that openness. Feel the magnificence of that openness. And then choose to surrender it right now. Let it go. Surrendering to. Let that energy just go and move out of you as it takes all of the old energy out. And as you reach the bottom, you reach that space of anticipation and emptiness into the void, not knowing what's next, anticipating what's next, and then allowing it to inform you as you take in that beautiful breath, feeling it release the entire body, and continue into that breath process and continue to feel deeply into it. And as you do, take these words and let them wash over you. Let them stimulate you however they may. I surrender to my potential. I surrender to my love. I surrender to my abundance. I surrender to my love. I surrender to my potential. I surrender to my love. I surrender to my abundance. I surrender to my love. Feel all of that. How does that feel inside your energy? And as you have ignited that fire in your heart, let that energy, let your energy begin to expand out again into the universe. Look at how bright and glorious it is because you have filled it with new life and new energy. Let that powerful expression of you expand and just observe it. Look at how far it expands beyond this physical body. Feel how magnificent you are and how powerful you are. Let that expansion happen. Embrace it, feel it, be it. And as you continue the breath, as you continue to focus into that breath, letting that cycle continue, appreciate in this moment all that you have just experienced yourself to be. And surrender to your potential. Surrender to your love. And surrender to your abundance, here and now. And now gently bring your awareness back to this space as we carry on this amazing conversation with Shelley. You're going to bring Shelley back into the room with us. Hopefully she's ready. You never know. I've come back and people
I tried to come back in before you finished, so I would be ready.
All right. So before we left, we talked a little bit about that divide aspect and the division within the self and healing that and moving forward with that. What did anything of any goodness you want to add to that or things you want to express about that?
Well, I just right at the end, I wanted to express that what you were saying, what we should surrender to is also part of our authenticity.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, as you mentioned, in a way, the resistance is fear, and the fear is usually survival or shame or something like that. But we can rise above that.
Yes, because we were talking about the recognition that if this time is waking you up to the realization of what you have put your faith and trust in. Mm-hmm. And recognizing that that faith and trust has been ill-placed, right. Or that it's placed in an illusion. We've all been there. All of us, regardless of where we perceive ourselves to be, have been through or are going through this experience. That's why I think this is so profound is in my lifetime anyway, unless it's just because of the age I'm at, I don't know, but I don't recall a time that humanity was called upon in force in this way. Am I crazy?
I think that, you know, what we're looking at, and we spoke about this also in a bygone show. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of things happened. One was that 2012, where we came into timeless time and we've already made our choice. We didn't know we made our choice, but we already decided whether we were going to really progress mm-hmm. or not. And that's why the division began to accelerate. And then we had the paradigm shift. And the two planets that were in the paradigm shift are two planets that were retrograde that are moving forward now. And Saturn is, you know, about the structure, and Pluto's about the transformation, and they were together. In consensus, the public culture. So yes, are we going to allow this change, or are we going to try running back into the cave?
Good point.
You know, and that is what we're looking at. That is really what we're seeing is the people who are so frightened and fear, they have awoken in a certain way, but not with their understanding of who they are.
Right.
And so they're afraid of all these things that have been, there's been an agenda controlling humans for thousands of years. Right. I mean, this is nothing new. Faux news is nothing new. I mean, that's why I always tell people to watch Lucy Worsley's shows on PBS about royal myths and secrets, because she's revealing the spin doctors in the history of England and other countries. So this isn't unusual, but that is how people remained in power.
Yep.
And that's the Pluto. And Pluto's been in Capricorn, the public life, the governments, the corporations. And if you look at it, it's always been about, I'll do whatever I need to do. This is the negative Capricorn. The ends justify the means.
Yes.
I'll do whatever I need to do to stay in this power position.
And isn't that, that's exactly what they're, I mean, if you look at the news now about the government, that's exactly the words they're using about what is perceived by what one side of the party is, what one group of is doing as opposed to the other group, that the one group is literally doing that.
And one of the ways, one of the big manipulations is that we are the chosen ones.
Yeah.
We're the only good guys. The rest of them are bad guys. So this is what we're looking at also.
Well, and I think it speaks to the end of this era, because, you know, as they always say, the energy gets more intense as it's about to depart. And
exactly.
And so this influx of all this old patriarchal energy and all of this old abuse of power, and all of it is just being stirred and stimulated and stirred and stimulated. And it brings to me to a point to me of another question here, Shelley, that we haven't talked about. So we know that Saturn and Jupiter and Pluto are going direct, but funny thing about Uranus and Neptune still hanging out there in retrograde. I'm curious, just that, you know, again, my limited knowledge of it, if the pot stirrer and the illusion maker are still spinning around in retrograde while we're trying to find our authenticness, what does that mean? What does that look like in the scheme of things?
Well, it means we have to, personally, it means that we have to be looking at our illusions and also our response to awakening or change. So those two together are, you know, some of the things that are still holding us back. Because, you know, I mean, even if you look in your personal life, as I have recently.
Yeah, our hands in the air over
here. Recent experience.
Some of it's like, holy crap, what am I doing?
You know, and the illusions, certain illusions that I was holding. And like, wow. You know, you held those for a long, long, long time, yeah. Even in the face of facts. So who am I to judge people out there who are still doing that? I mean, you know, we mustn't hold ourselves as the good guys either. Right. That increases the divide. But, you know, it's like, what was the famous Father, forgive them? But they know not what they do. This is a huge sentence, because if we are going to hold ourselves against others, then we're doing that. We're doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, and the telltale is that if you have any judgment, any righteousness, any resistance, you are not addressing your, you're not sweeping your sidewalk. You are pushing that. You're pushing that out on somebody else.
Right.
Acting as though what they're doing is causing what you're doing or feeling. And that is absolutely not true.
And it's not true.
It is not partly not true. It is absolutely not true.
and that's
the hardest part of this. You know, Shelley and I were talking a little bit before, and I was sharing, and I wanted to bring this up because you were talking about the importance of stepping into honesty, you know, being truthful as you possibly can be. I had a situation where in the throes of things, I got caught up in a spontaneous moment and completely forgot an appointment that I had. Not only did I not forget it, it obliterated from any part of my consciousness. And when it happened, you know, I was all over myself. You know, I mean, Jesus, Jim, you're 57 years old. What are you, 12? You don't know how to keep a responsible blah, blah, blah. You don't know how to blah, 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 blah. And all of the diatribe and the noise and the self-abuse about, you know, what have you done, and generating all this. And there was a moment, a strong moment when I thought, okay, how can I spin this so that it doesn't make me look quite so bad and I can get forgiveness for being such a dork, you know, but ultimately, it was all there, the whole, okay, do I tell the truth? Do I spin it a little bit? And who's going to know the difference? And I'll know the difference, but that's okay, because I won't look like such a jerk. And I went, dude, what are you doing? Just tell the truth, you know, just own it and step into it and completely own the fact that it, phew, you let the spontaneity take over and you went off. You had a magnificent day. You had an extraordinary experience. Don't dishonor the fact that you screwed up by not being truthful to the person that you screwed up to. Mm-hmm. So I was, and it still took a little time, but in the end, the result was a good reaction to the truth. Right. You know, they weren't thrilled about it, but in the end, it didn't hurt anything. And the honesty keeps it clean. It keeps the energy clean. It keeps the whole dynamic clean. So the mm-hmm. receiving person doesn't have to process my energy. They just have to go, oh, this feels, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. You know, or they have whatever response it is, but it's truth. So it doesn't have any other energy on it. It just has, here's my offering. You
know? Right. Well, when we are not telling the truth, we're trying to control the other person's response. We're not letting them make a choice. Yes. Like this person could have made a choice to never, and this is Libra we're talking about, right? This person might have chosen not to deal with you anymore, but that would be their own stuff.
And that was a deep consideration I had, because it was an important thing to me.
But I'm sure when you spoke it, you were also speaking it in a harmonious way. Mm-hmm. Like this is the other piece of it. We can tell our truth, but we also have to look at how we tell our truth. Are we saying it in a conflict way? Or are we saying it in a way that allows a bridge to form between two points of view?
Michelle, you are on fire today.
I am.
You are. These nuggets are just fantastic.
Because this is, okay, so here we are. I mean, the planets that are going direct, Pluto in Capricorn, transform the consensus, what is okay. And in our own life, the structures happen wherever Capricorn is where your structure is transforming in your chart. Mm-hmm. So then we have Saturn and Jupiter mm-hmm. going direct in Aquarius. So here we are with this need to process energy, like you were talking about, like, am I responsible for the energy that I'm sending out? Well, if I'm not.
Why, yes, you are.
and if I'm sending it out in a negative way, what can I expect?
You can expect an immediate, almost immediate response in energy. At least in my own personal experience, the escalation has been incredible.
And that will impact your physical self. As well as, you know, we're seeing in my particular group of friends, we're seeing the result in physical experience of people who we went through 5 years of brutalizing, feeling like we were being beaten, you know, and holding on to that energy and fear. And it's starting to show up in people. So what we're doing is we are doing visualization to not let it go to the degree that it could go to.
Yes, I love
that. That is the paradigm of what this is going to do. You know, they can't fix you. Yes. Okay, then we'll fix you energetically.
I'll tell you, visualize it. I've been, one of the things I've been using that's been a couple of different tools that have been helpful. One is doing more singing. When I do, when I go on my walks with my dog in the morning, I go up on the mountain and I will stop and do a breath process while I'm on the mountain. And then I will start to those words that I shared during the meditation. I surrender to my potential. I surrender to my love. I sing it. And I just walk down the road singing, I surrender to my potential. Just letting that joy kind of bubble up into my system.
Right.
But the other piece of that, the other thing that I find that helps is that if I'm going in the rabbit hole, which is, you know, there's lots of rabbit holes. But if I find myself going there, I can, in the moment, I can say, wait a second. This is me making up a story. Doesn't matter what it is. I'm making it up because the person that I'm having the issue with is not in front of me. So what's occurring right now is make up. So what I'd rather do is I'm going to surround them and me and this situation in love right now. I'm just going to infuse this entire situation with love and just let it go, because there's nothing that can be accomplished in that moment, in that situation, when the other person isn't there, except to influence with an energy that can affect us and support us and uplift us both. So those are two things that I've been using recently that, and recently, I mean, literally over the course of the last month, that sort of naturally started coming forward because of all of the things that I've been feeling and all of the impacts that I've been having, like you were sharing with, that I'm like, I've got to find different ways to deal with this energy now, because what I've done before is not being as effective. So I love what you said there. That's great.
You know, and it's interesting.
I have to apologize. We got to take a quick break.
Okay.
Keep that. We're going to carry forward on the other end. I'm going to do a quick commercial. Then when we come back, Shelly's going to chat with you guys for a minute about the work she's doing and letting you know how you can reach out to her. And we will be back right on the other side of the break if I can find the right button to push. Oh, I'm not going to push button. Okay, I'll be right back. All right, I'm going to push a button, but it's going to be a different button because we didn't do this at the beginning. I want to take a moment and just talk about my world of good. This is the year of conscious creation, guys. Usually I do this at the beginning of the show, but I wanted to talk about the celebration of the anniversary of the book and really dive into this topic today. But my world is good. Very quickly, my world is good. 10 times in the morning when you wake, 10 times at the end of the day, throughout the day. This is a neutral positive statement. 7.5 billion worlds inhabiting one planet. Each of our worlds we are creating in every day, in every moment. That creation is ours because no one can live our life for us. No one can create our life for us. No one can change our life for us without our consent or involvement. So it's important that we understand we are creating all the time. As we talked about earlier, the perception that you see out here is nothing more than the reflection of your beliefs and ideas and concepts being reflected back to you so that you can, it's sort of like a cause and effect experience, so that you can see how your thoughts create your reality, how those things create what you perceive, what you feel, what you experience. My world is good is a neutral positive statement that we can use to create change in our world. But the cool thing about it is that as we use that energy in our own individual world, when we come together, we can harmonize that energy to create an enormous impact in the mass consciousness of this planet. The mass consciousness being that heavy, dense field of thought that surrounds this entire planet, and it's all the mutually agreed upon stuff that we deal with on a daily basis. The mass consciousness holds all of those thoughts. And when millions of people are thinking the same thought, that becomes part of the reality that we share. So we see buildings and cars and trees and things that we agree upon. But beyond that, it goes even deeper. And so this change in the mass consciousness to my world is good creates a tipping point that shifts our focus into something much greater, into something much more powerful than believing we are limited by some external energy that's controlling our experience. This is a way for us to step fully into our power together to create this change, to bring the goodness forward in the world. And then you begin to see that goodness reflected back to you through your perception. My world is good. My world is good. My world is good. See it, feel it, speak it. Find a space of appreciation when you do. Focus into the things in your world as you speak this, my world is true, or my world is good, excuse me, my world is good. So carry forward with that. I appreciate you being a part of it. The only thing that's required for you to be a part of it is your energy, your focus, attention, and intention. My world is good. 10 times when you wake, 10 times before you go to sleep, and carry it through the day whenever you feel your alignment getting wonky. It will I guarantee you it will bring you back to a broader expanse of alignment. So check that out. We're going to go back now and bring Shelly in. Shelly's going to chat with you guys about all the amazing things she has going on in the world. And I'm going to disappear now. So Shelly, it's all yours.
Disappear, but don't go too far. Well, actually, I was thinking this morning that since I was telling you about these three planets that are getting ready to go direct, and how it's going to affect everybody differently because of where, A, these planets are in your birth chart, but also B, what the houses in the natal chart that are ruled by these planets. So for Pluto, it's the house where Scorpio is on the cusp. For Saturn, it's the house where Capricorn is on the cusp, and sometimes Aquarius too. And with Jupiter, you're looking for where is Sagittarius on the cusp in your birth chart. Then where are these planets? Where is Pluto? Where is Saturn? Where is Jupiter? And Jupiter is going to go quickly, fairly quickly, into Pisces, the end of December. So you may want to know about that as well. So I thought I would offer the listeners and watchers of this program a special report. You can email me at the website, shellyantine.com. You can also do shelly@shellyantine.com as a direct, there it is, way to reach me. And what you need to do is let me know in your subject line, the Jim Case special, you can call it. And I will get your birth information from you in that email. And I will receive that and calculate your birth chart and tell you where it is, what are the houses involved. And so you can get an idea at this point in time of what you're working with. And I will do that. My regular hour reading is $200, and I will do this email report for you for only $44 so that you can just get an idea about where this is. So then if you want to see more, you know, we have a new year coming and things like that, then you can also go to the astrology readings page on my website. And you can find out about the natal chart reading and you can order one. But this is a special offer, so you'd have to come to me on email so that I could invoice you, because it won't be on my website. So that, I think, is an important thing. And, you know, we are at a time when the more knowledge we have, the more validation of our experience, the more direction we have is helpful. And I'm finding that a lot with my clients that are getting a way to hold things that they didn't have before, even if it's an illness or a need for surgery or something. The importance in my life is reflected in how I read for others. So the importance is finding the highest level. One of the things I do that I don't know if I've mentioned is I do teach ministerial. I'm a mentor for ministerial classes in something called the Alliance of Divine Love. And it's something that people can become within a year if they so choose. It's a series of lessons, classes. And it is a nationally and sometimes internationally recognized organization. It's really highly unusual. In that respect, it's been around since the 1970s. And one of the pieces, and I just did an ordination of a minister this weekend, very powerful experience, is finding the highest degree of love. And this is something that we can maybe not always know if we're only working in beliefs. And so all of this transformation energy, the ability to go in and take the understanding that you can receive and even look at how willing are you to expand into new territory, into new consciousness, can be very helpful for you to make that bridge with others by looking for that highest degree of love in the situation. This is what I was hearing you say, Jim. Mm-hmm. And I think it is really, that is what we're trying to do.
Yep. Guys, ShellyEntine.com, so worth the effort. And this offer, holy crap, jump on it. This is great. I had no idea this was coming. So otherwise I would have prepared you. But this
I didn't know till I said it. Exactly.
I'm thrilled. So yeah. A special offer to help, to get that chart and get the information about what these planets are doing. Shelley's amazing. And the thing that's so great about a reading is just, we've talked about this before, it validates the experience, and it gives you information to help you better understand the experiences that you've been having so that you can relax into the experience of your life. And not judge it and make yourself crazy about it, but go, oh, that's what this influence is. That's why this is why I'm acting in this direction, but it gives you a little more information and a little more support. So check it out at $44 for this. What a great deal. And thank you for bringing it here, Shelley. Thank you for the offer. And we'll continue to support that. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have, where are we at? We got about 5 minutes or so. To talk about whatever other pieces of this. We've talked a lot about some really good stuff here, I think, and I hope that y'all make sure you re-listen, because there's lots of really great nuggets in here about how to successfully navigate.
I would like to mention, because we didn't really mention this, we talked about Pluto and Saturn more than Jupiter. So the Jupiter energy of expansion, that's the piece that I wanted to just bring up, is what I just finished up with there. We have the capacity right now with Jupiter in Aquarius, once it moves direct, to truly open up every day, just make the intention to open up, to receive more of the higher inspiration through the intuitive energy of Aquarius, through our breath. In those moments when you do that type of a breath experience, you can also make the intention to come out of this with a expanded perception of something. Mm-hmm. And once it goes into Pisces, you know, it'll be another 12 years before you have it in Aquarius again. So take advantage of this direct motion time. And the transformation that you may come out of the retrograde into the direct and say, okay, this is now I can move forward and make these changes. And with Saturn, now I know a lesson here. I know I have to learn about that how I'm giving my vision and how I'm having my thoughts and how I'm communicating them. Mm-hmm. You can really, I mean, it's exciting to realize what you can become.
Yes.
So yes. Be excited.
And I think that's a really good point. This is one of the big challenges of this kind of exposure of the authentic self experience and what's between you and that expression, mm-hmm. is a lot of debris, and some of it isn't pretty. Some of it doesn't feel good. A lot of it doesn't feel good. And especially when you start to make those connections and you connect the dots in your own experience and you see how you may have misdirected yourself or how you may have taken something in a way and went in a direction that didn't ultimately serve what you hoped it would.
Right.
All of that is the beautiful thing about this is that when you think about all these influences, we have the capacity to not, you know, I know forgiveness has been used a ton, and it kind of, you kind of beat the drum of it to death, where you just kind of go, okay, more forgiveness. And I'm saying, no, I'm not. I'm saying it is a space of allowing. When I think of forgiveness, I think it gives me space to say, hey, I made choices the best I could from where I was with what I had.
That's right.
And in doing that, I'm now in a different place. But had I not made those choices, I wouldn't be at this place to make these choices. So once you start to see that, you begin to connect the dots, you begin to offer that release of resistance, that forgiveness, because you say, wow, this has all brought me to here. And if I can be present here, then moving forward, I don't have to carry any of that. Right. When I say carry it, I mean drag it. You're carrying it with you because it is a part of what has made you who you are now. But it is not luggage. It is not baggage. It's mm-hmm. it becomes transcended so that it becomes just all of who you are. And it isn't a separate thing. It isn't baggage anymore. Mm-hmm. It transmutes, it transforms. So
absolutely.
Such great stuff. Shelley, this is what a wonderful conversation and what a great way to bookend taking this, coming into this season and now seeing the shifts that are taking place and integrating those and seeing how we can continue to even expand further beyond this. What a joy to get to talk to you and the insights and nuggets, just awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Would you like, let's see, we got here, we got 2 minutes. Would you like to impart anything at this juncture to
I think I just was going to mention that I believe next time we chat, we're going to really be looking at another important piece, which is new lesson learning coming in for next year. And we're going to have, I think we're going to talk about the eclipse coming in November.
In November, yes.
Yes,
yep, which is
lunar eclipse.
Another high impact event.
Something to know about.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, guys, as you're out in the world and as you're traveling, please avail yourself www.shellyandteen.com. Let me put that up one more time so that you can avail yourself of the amazing offer from Shelley. Remember to, when you send your email over, to include your information there so she can reach out to you, Shelley, at shellyandteen.com or directly from the website. And what else? I think that's all for today. I appreciate all of you out there listening and watching and participating. We really appreciate it. Please let us know if you had any additional questions. Leave them in the notes. We'll go back and check through those or leave them in the comments. Love to hear about your experience of the show. But until we see you again, have an amazing, amazing day. And we'll talk to you all very soon. Thank you very much for being here. And now I'm going to find my button again. I love this button thing.
It seems to move.
They do. And I'm always like, where is it? All right. I think I got everything. Have a wonderful day, guys. Thank you, Shelley. Appreciate you as always. We'll see you on the other side. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Livecast. Please like, subscribe, and share. If you'd like to learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, check it out at www.fearisachoicebook.com. Also check out Moments of Truth, a new offering from Adventures in Truth. If you'd like to work with Jim, check out www.thesciencetransformation.com to book a session. Tune in live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time and every Friday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Or look for our new releases and podcasts every Monday. Until next time, be well, and we'll see you again on Adventures in Truth Livecast.